Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go,
taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Taco to go.
A play yesterday for the Pirates because of what Ben Cherington called this.
Yeah, he just felt a little tightness in the trunk as he reported here today, this morning. So Donnie decided to scratch him and put Pham in there, and we'll get a better sense of what that means for Brian going forward.
Tightness in the trunk. Logan, that's a new one for me. Tightness in the trunk for me means I'm going to really nerd out on this one.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with autopay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go,
taco to go.
We just review.
Quick Trip Taco, just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't
taco,
lose.
Taco to go, taco to,
this deal legit.
Taco to go, taco.
Only at Quick Trip.
Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go.
$2.99.
Taco to go.
I'm stuffing the entire Baldwin Wiffle Ball League into my trunk. Luckily, I am not experiencing any tightness in my actual trunk.
Yeah, you looked pretty good this morning, I have to say, for playing as much wiffle ball as you have. But yeah, no, I would say you wouldn't have to squint pretty hard to see that Brian Reynolds wasn't in the lineup last night. Definitely an interesting way to put it.
It was a long wiffle ball weekend. I was absolutely horrendous on Saturday, but thankfully I played well yesterday in Baldwin and we got two wins. I played in two different leagues. If people want to make even more fun of me for being a wiffle ball sports nerd. Well, Aaron Rodgers is no nerd, but he did once again tease us a little bit. He threw it out there. He's throwing it out there on the hook. He's fishing and trying to reel you in. More Aaron Rodgers content. He has time to go to the Kentucky Derby. He has time to go to this festival where he's on stage and answering questions saying this.
Will Aaron Rodgers ever go to the Bears?
No, but I believe there's a team that might play in Chicago this year.
Let's go!
On a road trip. I don't know.
You could hear somebody in the background say, Pittsburgh. A little bit louder than that. But yes, Aaron Rodgers will play against the Chicago Bears in Chicago, November 23rd, if indeed he signs with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And again, I ask, and you can chime in at 412-928-9370, what are we waiting for? Like, Aaron, tomorrow is the start of OTAs. You would think, at least a logical thinker would think that that would be a perfect time, either today, maybe it's announced tomorrow morning, for Aaron Rodgers to be with the Steelers. Because look, I don't want to hammer Aaron Rodgers at all because I think that whatever is going on in his personal life deserves his attention, deserves his focus. There was reports about what might be going on, what he said on Rogan about a member of his family having cancer. I have a member of my family that has cancer right now. It's serious. I'm not going to critique anybody for having to spend a lot of time doing that. Now, I do wonder, with Aaron also going to some of these other activities, like, where is playing football and signing with the Steelers on his priorities list? Because if he does have enough time to go to these festivals and go to the Kentucky Derby, and yeah, I get it's one day, does he have enough time to come to Steelers OTAs? Does he have the responsibility to do that? Like, I think we're all just going under the impression that Aaron Rodgers will be the Steelers quarterback in 2025. Like, it's a guarantee. Snap of a finger. We all just expect there to be a news release by the Steelers saying, we have officially signed Aaron Rodgers to a one-year contract. We all expect it. But none of us can really pinpoint when that's going to be. And even if Aaron is dropping hints, yeah, like, I'm going to be playing in Chicago this year, there is another team that a lot of people think Aaron might be holding out hope for, the Minnesota Vikings, where it's been shut down by various reporters that the Vikings do not want Aaron. Or at least right now, the Vikings do not have any interest in bringing in Aaron Rodgers. They're riding with J.J. McCarthy. If they bring in another quarterback, it will be a veteran to be the backup to J.J. McCarthy, a guy that missed all of last year with a torn up knee and had to recover. So if their true plan, Minnesota, is to ride with J.J. McCarthy, Aaron Rodgers is up the creek without a paddle and nowhere to go but Pittsburgh. Rodgers has nowhere but the Steelers. The Steelers have no one but Rodgers. And I don't believe that the Vikings are ever going to cave to any demands for Aaron Rodgers or ultimately decide that he's their guy. They're pretty clear as day going with McCarthy. And why wouldn't they be? I'm not a big J.J. McCarthy guy, but they drafted him high in the first round. What, a top 15 pick? Why would they not give him the run this year with a really good roster and a really good young head coach that was able to get 14 wins out of Sam Darnold? But Jeremy Fowler put it out there. There's a possibility Rodgers is just still trying to wait out the Vikings. I don't think that's realistic at this point. I don't think Rodgers truly believes deep down, like if you put some truth serum in Aaron Rodgers, that the Vikings is going to be his ultimate destination. Even though, yes, they do play in Chicago. They will play the Bears twice this year. That is the only other team where it opens up the realm of possibility. He's not going to Cleveland. He's not going to the Giants. Aaron Rodgers will be the Steelers quarterback. But at this rate, what is the holdup? Like, what are you holding out for, Aaron? I want to see him at OTAs, but if not at OTAs, like if he's not at mandatory minicamp on June 10th, mandatory key bold highlighted word, that's when I really start to get critical of Rodgers. That's when I really start to say, okay, man, like, come on. Like, I'm agitated right now. I'll be irritated if he's not here by mandatory minicamp. But again, what's going on off the field, it matters. It's important. But also, where is that commitment level to football? And I think starting tomorrow and in the next week ahead, we will know what it is for Rodgers. Like, does he want to play one more year to prove something? Is he really motivated? Like, Russell Wilson, you can question if he can still play. You're not questioning if Russell Wilson is motivated. You're not questioning if Russell Wilson is putting in the effort. You're not. If he is truly committed to playing football in 2025. But Aaron Rodgers, we get a text. Just stop talking about him. He's an attention guy, and the media is just buying into him. We're not going to stop talking about him because he's going to be the Steelers quarterback this year. Okay, and if not, it will be Mason Rudolph. But I imagine that it is going to be Aaron under most circumstances. 412-928-9370 if you'd like to chime in. Fan Weather, it's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's trusted choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, a great day. 69 degrees for the high, cloudy overnight, 50% chance of rain tomorrow, and a low that could get into the low 50s overnight. Let's go to Jim in Uniontown. What's going on, Jim?
How you doing, Austin?
I'm good, Jim.
Thanks for taking my call.
You got it.
You know, about the Pirates, in my opinion, there's five teams in the Central Division, and the battle between Cincinnati and Pittsburgh to ever win a division. I say neither one of them do. If one does, it'll be the Reds because of Francona. A couple things, too. You got Chicago. They are the best team in the league. Milwaukee and St. Louis. How do these people get ball players?
They're just average teams, St. Louis and Milwaukee. Like, Chicago's going to run away with this division, I think.
How about their third baseman, Durbin? Where'd they get him? How'd they put Troy? And you're talking Pittsburgh is a guy is a good athlete. I know he needs time. Trujillo, I don't think he spent too much time.
No.
I don't think this other kid they got playing,
what position, Jim?
Trujillo is one.
Yeah, Trujillo is, he just couldn't hit a beach ball if you threw it to him right down the middle. He's hitting like 140 right now.
And Frelick is one.
Oh, you're talking about Sal Frelick with Milwaukee.
They had another kid last year. His name was Weimer. I think he got traded. These teams, they just make the right decisions.
Yeah, they replenish, and I appreciate the call, Jim. I mean, that's one thing that St. Louis, over the last couple of years, has not done well enough. But think about those 13, 14, 15, and on St. Louis teams, especially the teams before that were winning World Series. I mean, they would bring up some guy you've never heard of and would hit like 280 and would be a guy they could plug in like fifth in their lineup. The Pirates don't have that. They do with some pitching. Like, Ben Cherington deserves credit for the way he's developed pitching. But hitting-wise, no. They have not done a good enough job of being able to develop any bats. Any bats. All right, Logan, I'm going to ask you a question. There is an Austin in West Virginia that you put in quotes that has called in on the hotline. Now, typically, when somebody calls in on the hotline in this case, and they're claiming to be my name from West Virginia, there are only two ways that could possibly go about this. I think that it might be Joe Starkey. Would you say that it is potentially Joe trying to prank you that has called in?
I have to say, first of all, I did notice it was on the hotline, so that raised my attention. But then I listened to the voice on the other side, and it seemed like a very forced kind of trying to do an Austin impression, trying to come off like I'm not Joe Starkey.
Oh.
Could be Stark. Maybe it's Pony. Maybe it's Malzy. I don't know. But I have a sneaking suspicion it's one of the three.
All right. Happy Memorial Day, Joe.
Limits, did you hear about the goings-on this morning?
No. I think I did. That you told me that intern Dom took a shot at one of the greatest men in the history of Pittsburgh sports media?
Inadvertently called Pomp a moron, and all hell broke loose.
Inadvertently, Joe. What happened?
Yeah. You're off the hook. We were talking. Bob was not yet in. I mean, he was in, but he had left the premises and was going to do the 10 o'clock show. This occurred at approximately 9:45. I did the morning show, and the topic of Jack Nicklaus versus Tiger Woods came up. And because we were talking, is Shohei Ohtani the greatest athlete ever? So intern Dom, who's going back to Syracuse next year, by the way, for yet another year of school. He's been in college longer than Carl Krauser.
He's
you
taking
agree?
That like seventh year of eligibility that some of those Auburn basketball players were taking.
Incredible. So he said, what about Tiger Woods? And I said, well, some people even think in golf that Jack Nicklaus is superior. And he said, anyone who thinks that is a moron.
Wow.
And then Bob walked into the room because Bob just expressed that opinion to you and I last week, did he not?
That's right, he did. So you're saying that he indirectly called Bob a moron when I called Bob's take ridiculous. This is now Dom one-upping me. That's a real shot that he's taking at Bob.
Yeah, and he didn't back down, and Bob was mighty hot about it, I'll tell you that. So
wow.
you could probably find the clip. How's the show going, Limits? Well,
I think it's going well so far. We had some O'Neill Cruz potential extension talks. What would that look like if the Pirates were to do it in the offseason? And is that completely off the rails at this point? Like, $200 million they're talking about is the number. Like, ownership is not going to fork that money up. But, like, would a $150 type of deal make a little bit more sense, Joe?
Intern Dom thinks there's a chance they'll sign Skeens. He's lost his mind.
No, there's no chance. There's not a shot that they sign Skeens. Just no way, Joe.
Yeah.
Are you eating anything good? Are you eating anything good for dinner tonight, Joe? Or are you golfing?
I'm on my way to golf, which is why I was listening to the show. It sounds great. I won't interrupt anymore. I love the topic. And poor little intern Dom, I'll tell you that.
Poor little intern Dom. He's just doing it to himself. Well, Dr. Dr. Cornelius, I'll see you tomorrow.
Goodbye, Limit.
Thank you, Joe. Call to make sure that it was Joe, and it was.
I couldn't believe I was listening back to the segment you guys did the other day where you did the quiz show. You do it every week.
Yeah.
And I submitted a question.
Oh, Joe loves the quiz show.
He didn't know who I was.
He did not.
So it's nice to meet you finally, Joe, I guess.
And he will probably forget who you are another five times.
That's okay.
The Fan Text Line is brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Good luck to Joe golfing. Let's get into what a former Aaron Rodgers teammate said about Rodgers. What should the Steelers do? This former teammate has thoughts, and we'll also take yours at 412-928-9370. Logan has a headline, and we're right back momentarily on The Fan.
Now at Verizon, they're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's their best price ever on unlimited welcome with auto pay plus taxes and fees. Guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, they got you. Visit your local Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
Taco to go, taco to,
and a big queue.
Taco to go,
taco to go.
Quick trip taco just $2.99. Comes with a big queue, this deal so fine. Brisket breakfast, so much to choose for $2.99. You really can't lose. Taco to go, taco to, this deal legit. Taco to go, taco. Only at Quick Trip. Taco to go, taco to go, taco to go, $2.99. Taco to go.